Over 7 million people in New York, and that's not including house guests. Visitors are a vital part of the city's economy. Most single people in Manhattan do not buy furniture or hang pictures until faced with the arrival of an out-of-towner.
Hey, that's a great couch. Where'd it come from?
I have no idea.
Everything in Miranda's new apartment was hand-picked, covered, finished, and arranged by Charlotte's friend Madeline Dunn, an up-and-coming interior designer.
I've been looking for one of those.
That's very stylish for a pullout. I'll have that end table for you tomorrow. Mwah. Thank you.
This is a sofa bed?
Yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
I needed a sofa bed for Jeremy, and now if he actually sleeps on it while staying in my fabulous apartment, I may have to throw myself out a window treatment.
Jeremy was an old friend of Miranda's who'd been in London for several years writing for The Economist. He was coming to New York to scope out the job situation, and Miranda suggested he be her house guest because his emails, always entertaining, had started to border on flirtatious. Meanwhile, I had become a frequent house guest of Biggs.
Damn. Hey, do you have a spare toothbrush I could use?
A spare toothbrush?
Well, I'll bring you a new one.
Excuse me.
There's only one pink brush head, and Big was giving his to me. It was the single most encouraging moment so far in our relationship. The next night when Jeremy arrived, he was even more adorable than Miranda remembered.
I love your flat.
Thanks. So how the hell are you?
Especially when he said...
I'm tired of dating. I'm ready to get married.
Miranda, are you here?
Coming!
That must be my end table.
See, my end table is afraid to go out alone.
I hope you like the finish. It's a hair darker than I was thinking. Oh, hi. Sorry to interrupt.
That's beautiful. Is it Biedermeier?
Inspired by Biedermeier. Good eye.
I'm addicted to Architectural Digest. Jeremy Fields.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Madeline. Madeline Dunn.
Pleasure.
Well, thanks for bringing that by. We were just about to go out and get some dinner, so...
Yes, did you want to join us? Last week I was doing an interview at a restaurant in Kensington.
Miranda suddenly found herself in the situation every woman dreams of. She was on a truly great first date.
Just be careful not to eat any buckshot.
Unfortunately, it was somebody else's.
I should get Jeremy home. He must be jet lagged.
Actually, I feel great. I slept on the plane for once.
Well, I'm pretty beat.
Did you want to go?
No, not if you're...
Go ahead. Well, I can find my way back.
Right, of course. We don't have to...
Except I forgot to make a copy of the key.
Jeremy could use my key.
Of course. I gave you a key. Well then, good night. Yeah.
Sorry, I was at that same restaurant.
A week later, Miranda threw Jeremy a going-away party.
Oh, I'd like to make a toast to my good friend Miranda, who not only put me up, she threw this soiree in celebration of my departure. Okay, Miranda, I get the hint. I'd especially like to thank her for introducing me to Madeline. An incredible, beautiful woman who must be drunk off her ass because she just agreed to marry me.
Oh, my God!
Apparently, the only thing going away was Miranda's dream.
Congratulations!
Hey, we should get more ice.
Everyone says as soon as you get a place of your own, someone will propose. I thought it would be to me.
Well, at the very least, the woman owes you a mortgage payment.
How is this even possible? These people just met.
It's love at first sight.
Oh, honey, this isn't love. This is about two people justifying a week of nonstop fucking.
On my furniture, I have to redecorate.
Well, I think this is encouraging. This means that even if you're not dating anybody, you could be engaged in a couple of weeks.
Or you could be dating someone for a year and be thrilled to get an electric toothbrush head.
I don't understand why women are so obsessed about getting married. I mean, married people just want to be single again. If you're single, the world is your smorgasbord.
Excuse me. Can you tell me if this is where Jeremy Fields' engagement party is?
It's the red awning, and it's a going-away party.
I can take you there if you'd like.
Were you going to the party?
Well, I was actually leaving the party because there were no handsome men there, but maybe the tide is turning.
Oh, I get it. My apartment is going to be lucky for everybody but me.
What apartment isn't lucky for Samantha?
This is all your fault.
What?
You introduced me to Madeline. I could have hired a nice gay decorator and none of this would have happened.
But then Madeline and Jeremy might never have met.
Yes, and Jeremy would have fallen in love with me.
It's not like musical chairs.
Why not me? What am I doing wrong? Am I invisible?
Can I help you?
I live here!
That night, I needed a little reality check.
Hello?
Hey, I was just at this party and two people who met a week ago announced their engagement.
And?
Well, I don't know. Isn't that a bit shocking?
Well, this is New York. Nothing is shocking. We've embraced public urination.
Yeah, but these people think they're soulmates.
Did they actually use the term soulmates?
Yes, several times.
Then I give them 3 months. What are you wearing?
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I believe in lust at first sight.
I'm serious.
So am I. Come on. I need a visual.
I don't know, a top. Strapless. With denim.
Ooh.
Hey, were you asleep when I called?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. But next time, be at the door. Make it.
I started to wonder, in a city as cynical as New York, is it still possible to believe in love at first sight?
I'd completely given up on the idea, but now I know the people who don't believe in love at first sight are the people who haven't experienced it.
Love at First Sight is from Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman. It's too flaky for New York. Here, women want to see a blood test and an ATM receipt before they give you their number.
How can you believe in love at first sight in a city where people jerk off on you in the subway?
I'm thinking a harpist for the ceremony.
A bride, 4 weeks from her wedding, doesn't have time to meet you for coffee. So I joined Madeline for a mind-boggling hour in the presence of absolute certainty.
Gorgeous Hampton's wedding. You know, flowers, flowers, flowers everywhere. I'd like each bridesmaid to carry a different flower. So tulips, irises, lilies, Gerber daisies. Charlotte should have the tulips. Mm-hmm. Did she mention she's one of my bridesmaids?
Oh, of course. She's thrilled.
And we asked Miranda to do the guest book since she introduced us. And, you know, Carrie, I'm such a fan of your column.
Oh.
Is there any way you would consider writing something to read at our wedding?
What does she want you to write?
A poem about love.
Dear God, I hope you said no.
How do you say no to somebody who wants you to be involved in her wedding?
If I could answer that, I wouldn't be in charge of the guest book.
Ah, why did I agree to this? I write about sex, not love. What do I know about love?
I might have to get married now.
What?
That guy I picked up at Miranda's?
If you're engaged, I am selling the apartment.
Hardly. That night, we went back to my place.
Tug my hair! Tug my hair! Tug my hair!
It all seemed so familiar. She was having a deja fuck.
What's wrong?
I slept with you before.
Yeah, yeah, like 15 years ago.
Now, why the hell didn't you say something?
I just thought you were playing the sexy stranger game.
So it was kind of a reunion. I don't understand. How could you forget someone you slept with?
Toto, I don't think we're in single digits anymore.
Okay, but it's not like you shared a cab with this guy. I mean, you slept with him.
Maybe we did it in a cab.
I'd like to forget some of the men I've slept with.
I keep a list.
How sweet. Men to do today.
So I'm officially out of men to fuck. I have to get married or move.
That's lovely. Can I use that in my poem?
It's yours.
Wait till you guys see my bridesmaid's dress.
Is it hideous?
No, we got to pick our own. It's this amazing backless black satin.
Pretty sexy for a bridesmaid.
Well, all Madeline said was that it had to be black.
Honey, calm down.
No, I've been tasteful and appropriate at 7 other weddings. I'm always, Charlotte, don't look at me, look at the bride. This time, people are going to look at me.
For some reason, this whirlwind wedding was creating a great deal of stress for everyone but the bride and groom. The next night, I made the mistake of telling Big about the poem.
Love, glove, dove. Dove is good. Love is like a dove. Or a big fuzzy glove. Don't use that, I might have stolen it from a greeting card.
Okay, thanks.
Mom, this is fun.
It's not supposed to be fun. This is somebody's wedding. Wedding is serious to some people.
Then shove probably won't work. When is this wedding?
Doesn't matter. You're not going.
Oh, yes, I am. I wouldn't miss you reciting Love, Glove, Dove in front of all of New York for anything. Oh, please.
Things with Big were good. He was actually going with me to a wedding.
Can I just say... Wow. Hey, I need a few minutes. Oh, I left the card here for you to sign.
I don't need to sign it. They're your friends.
They're not my friends, and your name's on the invitation, too.
Really?
Yes. It was my first time to get something other than Carrie Bradshaw and guest.
How'd they get my name?
I don't know. I guess Madeline must have asked Charlotte or something. I mean, whatever. If you don't want to sign the card, it's not a big deal.
Would you like to sign the guest book?
Well, at least we get to see who's arriving alone.
Samantha could always be counted on to take life's lemons and make them into Spanish fly.
Do you know where they want the gifts?
Excuse me, I'm not the gift person. That's some other B-list friend.
Oh, Christ! My rerun's here.
Of course he's here. You met him at the engagement party.
I have to start writing things down. I also have to start drinking heavily.
Where's Big?
Inside, looking bored.
Hey, that's my look.
Should I be bothered by the fact that he wouldn't sign the card?
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't ask him to sign the guest book.
Oh, yeah, that would have put him over the edge.
Ooh.
Charlotte wasn't kidding about the dress. It was hard not to notice her.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
You're
amazing.
Oh, my gosh, I am so late.
Hi. Are you with the bride or the groom?
Actually, I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, are you Charlotte?
Yes.
I'm Martin Healy. I'll be walking you down the aisle.
All her life, Charlotte had imagined doing exactly that with someone exactly like Martin.
I'll show you where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Hello, are you seeing this? I've been here half an hour. That guy never even looked at me.
While Miranda was feeling invisible, I was feeling far too visible.
I'm in the program? I barely know the bride and groom.
They barely know each other.
Hey, look, I'm right between the vows and the fish course.
Am I in there? No, of course not.
Well, I better find Big.
I'm coming with you.
Can you leave the guest book unattended?
It's a bullshit job, Carrie. People know what to do with the guest book.
The ceremony was short and sweet, just like the engagement.
And now, please welcome our newlyweds, Mr. Jeremy Fields and Mrs. Madeline Dunfield.
Thank you.
It took her 6 months to find me an end table, but she can plan a wedding at the closet in 4 weeks.
$5 says that your end table lasts longer than her marriage.
People have said a lot of nice things about Jeremy, and I am here to make a rebuttal. Seriously, I have known Jeremy a long time. And,
which is more than the bride could say.
I am very happy for you both. I only hope that someday I can have what you two have. 8,000 little napkins with my name on them. And, you know, of course, someone to love. Cheers.
And now we have a very special treat. One of my favorite writers, Carrie Bradshaw, has agreed to share a poem that she wrote for the occasion.
Oh, give it up.
As I made my way to the microphone, I could only think one thing: Dead Woman Walking. His hello was the end of her endings. Her laugh was their first step down the aisle. His hand would be hers to hold forever. His forever was as simple as her smile. And suddenly it hit me. Two people were committing to a life together, and I couldn't even get a guy to be on a card with me.
He said she was what was missing. She said instantly she knew. She was a question to be answered. And his answer was, I do.
I had no choice but to embrace the moment and try to pass off my tears as tears of joy for the happy couple.
I want three or four kids, too.
Okay. Well, where do you stand on dog versus cat? You know, I think that this should be our song.
Then we should dance to it.
Okay.
What, are they on the Evelyn Wood plan, too?
Sorry. I had to take a call. Did I miss anything?
Well, you missed my poem and most of the reception. But there's nothing like a slow dance to make you forgive and forget.
Maybe later. I hate to dance while people are eating.
All righty. Well, I'll be at the bar where people are drinking.
Say hello to my date.
I think I know you from somewhere.
It's very possible we fucked.
No, I think I know you from college.
Then we probably fucked in college. Another cosmopolitan, please.
And a scotch straight up.
Oh, it's the famous poet, Carrie Bradshaw.
Can we not talk about the poem, please?
Honey, come on, it was perfect. Except the crying. What was that about?
Big took a call during my poem. It's not important to him. Nothing is important to him.
Oh.
Guess what? The guest book person is also the put the gifts in the van person. Does anybody want to help me, or should I just go stand out in the street and wait for somebody else not to see me so I can end it?
I'll help you. What street do you want to stand in?
If they get married in less than a month, I'm not going. Oh, careful. Well, that one's from May.
Well, what are you giving them?
The dancing frogs.
Even while on the verge of breaking the land speed record for relationships, Charlotte took her duties as bridesmaid very seriously.
Wow.
Isn't it beautiful?
So, how do we do this exactly?
Oh, we just throw some silly string around and write something funny on the mirror and lipstick, and then some people throw condoms on the bed, but I personally prefer rose petals.
Oh, yeah. I would love to wake up in rose petals.
It was all so romantic. The bed, the rose petals, the bed.
Oh!
Technically, it wasn't a third date, but they'd already had dinner and been dancing. 20 minutes later, Charlotte worried she'd made a rookie mistake by sleeping with a man she thought she could marry. But then something wonderful happened.
Charlotte, I want to introduce you to my parents.
Meeting the parents. Charlotte was back on schedule.
Did you see us? We've been dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
Would you like a free lesson?
Oh, my dad considers himself quite the dancer.
Oh, that would be great.
Well, is she the one?
They're a beautiful dancer.
Oh, thank you.
May I cut in?
You must.
Isn't he something? And he's very smart. He's pretty much my role model. He used to take me to his office when I was a little kid.
Your father just felt me up.
What?
We were dancing and he just put his hand down.
Look, my parents have been married for 50 years. My dad would not cop a field just because some girl is wearing a slutty dress.
Suddenly, it was clear to Charlotte that Martin wasn't going to take her side now, or after 3 or 4 kids, or ever.
Did the last 4.5 hours mean nothing to you?
The chicken dance.
Oh, darn. We missed the chicken dance.
Excuse me. Have you seen my date?
I'm sorry. I had to help Miranda put the gifts into the van.
So, are you ready to go?
Well, have they even cut the cake yet?
I don't know, but I can tell you how it turns out.
If you want to go, go.
What's wrong?
You wouldn't even sign the card.
The card.
I'm afraid we don't want the same things.
Things like cake?
I want someone who's going to be with me until the end of a wedding.
Okay. I'll stay.
You will?
Yes.
Single lady! It's time for the tossing of the bouquet.
Isn't the bouquet tossed yet?
Congratulations, you lucked out. Get us some cake. I want to say goodbye to my friend. Big and I are leaving. He's crossed his pain threshold and he's carrying me along with him.
Everybody ready?